An eighth victim reported dead this morning from the parade shooting in Illinois. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. More details are surfacing about the suspect related to the shooting at a 4th of July parade outside Chicago. Fox's Grady Trimble.
Police knew Robert Cremo III well before Monday's shooting. They were called for an attempted suicide in April of 2019. Months later, they were called again after they say he threatened to kill his family. But just months later, Cremo III received a state ID to legally buy guns in Illinois, and he was sponsored by his father because he was under 21 at the time. Each of the four times he bought guns, he passed background checks.
The suspect is charged with multiple counts of murder. He denied bail in his first court appearance today. Retirement savings and pandemic relief funding on the president's agenda today.
President Biden travels to Ohio today, a key swing state with critical races in November for U.S. Senate and governor. In Cleveland, the president plans to highlight a new federal rule shoring up solvency for multi-employer pension plans. That program was funded through a coronavirus relief measure signed into law last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. After weeks of pressure, Pat Cipollone, former Trump White House counsel, is set to testify Friday regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Cipollone is said to have warned the former president and his allies against efforts to challenge the election. And multiple counties in Texas consider declaring an invasion due to the situation at the southern border.
People are going to say that this is somehow a slap at Governor Abbott or Attorney General Paxton. It is not. They are stepping into the breach, and Texas is the collateral damage of a federal government that is leaving us dangling.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy on Fox's America's Newsroom. The federal government is responsible for immigration. Any invasion declaration likely will face legal challenges. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A not guilty plea for a woman accused of murder because she was a victim of sex trafficking.
Wisconsin State Supreme Court says a woman who killed a man she claimed abducted and sold her for sex when she was 17 years old can use a state law to argue she's not guilty of premeditated murder. Crystal Kaiser is now 22, and prosecutors say she traveled from Milwaukee to Kenosha to confront the man, and after shooting him to death, set his house on fire. The state's high court ruling now clears the way for her to use an affirmative defense under a 2008 Wisconsin law absolving trafficking victims of offenses committed due to being trafficked. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Two accused drug traffickers are on the run after being released without bond. Fox's William LaJeunesse.
The DA blames probation for letting a computer program alone determine the pair were low risk and should be released. No mention of the crime, the drug's value, or the flight risk. Probation blames the courts, saying only judges release inmates, not them. And then the court blames the DA for failing to file charges or detainer to keep them in jail.
The two men allegedly had 150,000 fentanyl pills on them during a traffic stop. And the running of the bulls returns in Spain. Fox's CJ Papa.
Thousands of revelers erupting and spraying each other with red wine when a firework blast signals the start of Pamplona San Fermin Festival. The first bull run taking place Thursday morning when thousands of thrill seekers will scramble like mad to avoid six charging bulls along a winding cobblestone route to the city's bull ring. The festivities taking place after being derailed for the past 2 years by the pandemic. Rain on Wednesday did not dampen the spirit as crowds jammed the tiny town hall square. Most dressed in the traditional garb of white trousers and shirt with red sash and a neckerchief.
I'm Ann Carrick and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.